Really want to thank you for joining us today for this short message. I want to speak for a little while just upon the subject of depression. And it's a very, very real subject, especially during this time of lockdown. It becomes all the more acute to people who have maybe suffered depression from time to time or continuously over the years. And it's maybe become more acute during this time of lockdown. And then for people who have maybe never struggled with mental health issues before are finding that all of a sudden they're entering into this dark place emotionally and mentally that they've never experienced before. And it can be a very frightening experience. Depression is something that's unique to the individual. One person's depression might not replicate another person's depression, but we know that in these minds of ours, there's a universe almost that we can get lost in. It can be a dark and a lonely place with very little hope and very little light. Depression is a reality. Whenever a person's depressed, they can just long to feel numb. They might feel hopeless. They might feel worthless. They might feel that there's no future. They might feel that they're in such a place that they're never going to get out of it. Well, you know, the psalmist David in Psalm 42 challenged his own heart and spoke to himself and said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." His soul was cast down within him. And to me that speaks, and that's emblematic of depression. Someone who's in great heaviness and maybe can't even understand the reason why. There's nothing that he can put his finger on that's caused this depression, but it's there and it's real and he's in a dark place. The prophet Isaiah recognized something similar. He said, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant and yet walketh in darkness and hath no light?" But many, many causes for depression. Some of it undoubtedly can be medical. Some of it, of course, is emotional. Maybe someone's gone through a real emotional upheaval in their life. It might be bereavement. It might be the breakdown of a relationship. It might be strife and trouble in the home or the workplace, or something that's really caused the emotions to be strained to a degree that they haven't returned to what we might deem to be normal again. Some depression is circumstantial. Maybe there's issues and there's problems in life that have caused a feeling of lowness. Might be material or financial. It might be something to do with the employment or the circumstances that we're facing in our world at this time. Undoubtedly, circumstantially have caused people to be depressed. Some forms of depression undoubtedly can be spiritual, because man is not just chemicals. He's more than just a body. He's more than just flesh and bones. Man is a spiritual being. He's body, he's soul, he's spirit. And we live in a world that is fallen, a world that's broken. You don't need me to elaborate on that. We know that there is something radically wrong with our world. And there's a separation between man and God, and man without God has got no reason for living. He's got no purpose. He's got no destiny. And there are no real solid and concrete answers. And man's chief end, his reason for living, his primary reason for existing, is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. But if we're not connected with God and we're not reconciled to God and in God's family, we can't expect to enjoy life the way we were designed to. And then our sin robs us of the joy of knowing God fully. And our sin, of course, brings guilt into the equation as well. We can often be filled with regrets for decisions that we've made and things that we've got involved in that can scar the emotions and scar the memory and scar the very soul. And so a lot of depression can be of a spiritual nature. And then, of course, some depression can be of a diabolical nature. There's such a thing as satanic oppression, and the Bible speaks about wrestling against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The reality is we live in a fallen and in a broken world, and all the money and all the fame and all the success cannot deal with problems often like depression. We have so many superstars, people that have made it, and they've fallen into depression. Many struggle with it every day. Sadly, some have even taken their lives. But how do we deal with it? How do you cope with it? Do we just hide away and hope it goes away? Is there something that can be done? Well, I think there's lots of things that can be done. I think it's important to talk to people. Speak to somebody that you know and love and that you can trust about how you really feel, about what you're thinking. It's not an attention-seeking thing, but if you're earnest and you're really at your lowest and you're tempted in different ways, talk to somebody. Tell a loved one, somebody that you can trust. Explain to them just how you're feeling. But more than that, I encourage you to get to know God. Open the Word of God and read it. Read about men of God and women of God in Scripture who felt just like you feel. In fact, the Bible says that Elijah, the great prophet, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he felt suicidal at times, absolutely downcast and depressed. Jeremiah, even the Apostle Paul, and many others, David, we've mentioned him already, Moses. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Can I encourage you to hang in there? Don't give up. We trust that there's a better day ahead, and certainly for the Christian, the best has yet to come. God understands your emotions. Pour out your heart before him. The Lord Jesus, and I finish with this, said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Just like the psalmist said, cast your burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain you. As Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God bless you, and thank you for joining us today.